Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the bat. I once caught a bat that had somehow gotten into my bedroom. It was fluttering around near the ceiling looking for a way to escape. I got my firewood gloves and one of my son's badminton rackets and managed to gently swat it to the floor. I picked it up to have a closer look and was fascinated by its large, blinking eyes, its soft brown fur and leathery wings. Then I carried it out and put it in the woodshed and left the door open so it could fly away when it was ready. I'm remembering this incident now as we approach Halloween and see the many bat images decorating stores and homes. Halloween has come to celebrate the Walking Dead and all the supernatural and scary creatures that inhabit the dark, like ghosts, zombies, vampires, and bats, because in many parts of the world, bats were believed to be the souls of the dead. In Aztec culture, for example, upon death, souls returned to the goddess Mictlantecutli, the mother of the underworld, who healed them and prepared them for rebirth. And when they were transformed, she released them, like bats, from her cave-like womb to rejoin the world of the living. In many shamanic traditions, the bats signified transition and initiation. To serve their communities, shamans sought symbolic death experiences to shed their mundane consciousness and reach deeper levels of awareness. The bat was the helper in these symbolic deaths because it could enter and then re-emerge from the underworld. In many parts of the world, the bat was seen as a benevolent creature. The Chinese word for bat is the same as the word for happiness. Thus, the bat came to be a sign for happiness and good luck. A pair of bats was an emblem for longevity, and five bats together represented the five blessings of health, wealth, happiness, long life, and an easy death. The Ainu of northeastern Japan saw the bat as a wise and courageous being and a force against disease. And in Greek culture, the bat was a symbol of vigilance because it could fly about in the dark. Bats have a place in so many mythologies because they inhabit most parts of the world and are probably the most widely distributed mammal, apart from humans, with over 900 different species. By night, it catches its insect meal using echolocation, a sort of sonar system of complex ears, and a structure called the leaf nose on its muzzle. While their flight may appear fluttery and erratic, the bat is actually a very agile flyer, darting after insects while avoiding obstacles as fine as a single hair. But it is the wings of the bat that have captured our imagination. Hairless and without feathers, their wings are covered with leathery membranes attached to the sides of the body and supported by their forearms and long finger bones. When artists depicted dragons in the Middle Ages, they gave them bat wings because of the bat's supposed link to the supernatural. And of course, the devil himself was pictured with his own set of bat wings as the prince of darkness and imprisoner of doomed souls. Artists of the Middle Ages also depicted witches with bat wings, and an Italian painting from 1350 of the Death Goddess showed a long-haired witch with bat wings and a scythe, calling her Old Shadow of Earth, Ancient Shade of Hell. Although our ancestors had believed the souls of the dead to be benevolent beings who came to watch over the living, to the Christian way of thinking, the souls of the righteous dead should have been safely tucked up in heaven, not flying about in the dark. And it was only the evil dead and witches who went abroad at night. Therefore, bats must be demons from hell. But remembering the sweet face of the bat I rescued, I can hardly think of them as scary. Instead, I reflect upon their resemblance to the hanged man figure in the tarot deck. Bats hang upside down, just like the hanged man, while sleeping during the day. And the hanged man suspends himself upside down in order to view the world from a different perspective and see into other realms of awareness. Like shamans, bats both seek new perspectives and new knowledge. And so may the bat help you see into the darkness, and may it bring you happiness and good luck. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.